This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
Look, guys, there is nothing, and I'm telling you nothing, that could bring you down more than a really bad relationship. Or if you're in a relationship that goes south and you end up with a divorce or a really bad breakup, again, that's something that can really hurt you. But a lot of guys are out there and they're just trying to figure out the dating world. And again, that's a situation where if you don't have anybody in your life, life just isn't going the way you want. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring on an expert because Lord knows I'm not an expert when it comes to women. I've been through a divorce myself. I've been through some really bad breakups. Luckily right now, by the grace of God, I am in an amazing relationship with an amazing woman. I don't know what she sees on me, but, I guess I'm lucky, whatever. So what I did was I brought a gentleman on. His name is Mr. Mike Colleen, and he's the author of a book called Crack the Female Code. And he has a host of different theories that he uses to help men to understand women. And I have to say, during this podcast, he brought up a lot of different things that, pretty much blew my head up about the way women think. It's really interesting. You'll listen and you'll hear, I'm a little bit like, what do you mean? And what's going on there? And, the big thing for me is that, I guess I'm very ignorant on a lot of these subjects, and I was really trying to get as much out of him for you guys as possible. Great guy. Like I said, he's got a lot of knowledge. Interestingly, his background is as a champion kickboxer, and one of his coaches was the famous Stitch Duran, the really famous cut man from the UFC. And so he's a dude who's kind of figured out the code. He also wanted me to let you guys know he's giving 25% off on all his books and his products for our listeners. And in order to get that discount, you can head over to www.mikecolleen, and that's MikeColleen.com, and use the code Warrior at checkout at his site, and you'll get 25% off on anything off of his site. Like I said, great conversation, and we'll get into it in a second. I just also wanted to say thank you to all of you for listening to this show. I'm getting comments all the time about how it's helping all of you out there in the veteran community, and even some people who are not in the veteran community listen to the show. And that's what this is all about. It's giving you guys value so that you can get out there, dominate life, and do what you were meant to do and be the men and the women you were meant to be. So it's my privilege to serve you, and I really appreciate you guys supporting the show. If you want to support our sponsors who help to keep us running here, head over to F-Bomb Nutrition and check them out. Amazing company. They make delicious macadamia nut butters, and they're also supporting our troops by sending packages of their product overseas so they can supplement their MREs. And if you want some of their delicious macadamia nut butters or their cheese snacks, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com and use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. That's about it, guys. I'm not going to give you any more announcements here. Let's get into this conversation about cracking the female code with Mr. Mike Colleen. Mr. Mike Killeen, welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. So you've got the Crack the Female Code course going on right now. And, you know, a lot of most of our audience out there, they're U.S. military veterans, young guys, right? They're out there trying to figure out the dating world if they're not married already, or even if they are. What should they understand about women that they don't already?
All right. So there's really one phrase, but the phrase is something that men don't use, we don't understand. But there's one thing, the number one thing that women are looking for that men just don't do. And it's called emotional fulfillment. Now, emotional fulfillment is a right brain process. It's done through what's called the right brain language. So if a woman gets emotional fulfillment from a man, she will be content, she will be happy, she will be satisfied. Without emotional fulfillment, she's going to cheat. She's going to, if she doesn't leave you physically in your marriage, she's going to leave you emotionally and physically. The sex will just, boom, it'll drop. And the modern woman does not wait as long. I knew a lady from church a long time ago, and she was from the South, and she said, you know, after 25 years, I realized there was something either wrong with him or he was just dumb. Mm-hmm. It's not that men are dumb. We're wired in the opposite direction. So here's a phrase I came up with when I was talking to a client of mine. He's a pilot, an executive pilot. And I said, in order for a woman to understand you, she has to have an emotional experience of what you're saying. Now, that's a right brain process. So let me kind of back up just a little bit. The left brain is the male brain. Both men and women have a left brain and male brain. They operate the same way. The right brain is the female brain. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is important because she's born using that brain. That's natural to her. That's what she uses. Learning how to use the logical brain is something that she's forced to do through elementary, middle school, and high school. Math, business, science, pretty much 9 out of 10 classes we take in school other than art and music.
Right.
Okay. So here's the challenge. We are speaking two completely different languages. I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean that literally. Now, women are very aware that communication between men and women is missing. There's something not right. They don't get it. And they always say, we need to work on our communication. Here's the challenge. The male brain is left brain. We're born using our left brain. We don't even know we're doing it. It's so natural to us. So what happens is he processes that in through his logical left brain. He goes, well, if it's all about communication, as one multimillionaire client of mine said, he goes, I have my master's degree in communication. Why am I going through my second divorce? And I had a date here, a young lady, and she looked at me and she goes, no, not logical communication, right brain, the internal language. It's a different language. Go ahead.
So when you're talking about emotional communication, right? And again, mm-hmm. most of this audience were men. A lot of us are veterans. When you're seeing that, what's an example of that?
Let me back up a little bit. I do not mean emotional, as in crying, as in, see, again, that is something that was all the way back in the 70s and the whole hippies movement. Men thought, oh, I need to cry. Mm-hmm. No. That is not what she's saying. Right brain communication is five senses communication. Now, here's what I mean. The left brain is very much like the IBM computer. It processes in the same way. It's the external linear processor, meaning it goes in a line, and it processes words through logic.
Right.
The right brain is literally the non-logical processor. Now, most men will think, oh, yeah, see, women are not logical. Technically, you're right. But it's like going to Mexico and saying, oh, you people aren't logical because you don't speak English. No, that's wrong. They're just speaking a different language and they're processing in the opposite way. It's like the Apple computer. The right brain processes like the Apple computer. Now, the right brain processes through the five senses: see, hear, feel, smell, and taste. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to get good. Let me put a couple pieces together, and then you're going to go, oh, no shit, I understand that. So the Apple computer is known for being very good with graphics and visuals and all that stuff, very similar to see, hear, feel, smell, and taste, the five senses. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the right brain is the internal brain. Now, what does that mean? That means the right brain is all about emotions and feelings. Now, it does not mean to cry. It does not mean to be emotional. There's a difference. It could be powerful.
Right.
It could be confident. It could be all that stuff. So one thing, when men take my course, like, oh, so I have to become effeminate? No, not at all. That is the wrong thing to do. It's about you stepping into your power. Now, here's the deal. Think of a Ferrari. It's a powerful engine or a Corvette, right? But the problem is you don't have your fuel. The right brain is the emotional fuel to that Ferrari. Now it's powerful. Okay? Most men are very stuck in their left brain. Here's why. The female brain was born with more neurological connections between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. That's technically called the corpus callosum. Okay? So all that means is it's a bundle of nerves that connects the left to the right. So what that means is in a millisecond, she can go logical and then she can go right back to the five senses right brain. It's the emotional, spiritual, creative processor. The right brain essentially is the creative brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the left brain is the logical processor. So one of the things that men have to understand is her mating. Okay, let's go here. So a lot of this has to do with the caveman. And one of my symbols, I don't know if you saw it anywhere on my website, but I have this really graphically drawn caveman on my homepage towards the bottom. It's on a couple blogs. And it's an awesome image. Now, here's the deal. I don't teach men to be effeminate. I teach men to be more masculine. What that literally means is stepping into your right brain, because the right brain is the social brain.
Mm-hmm.
Most men, when they go to business parties, most men, when they go to just a friend's party, they stay in their logical linear brain. And that tells the female mating system, that's not the guy to mate with. Now, a lot of guys are like, well, then why do they marry all these guys? Because there's only about 7% of men in society that are open to the right brain. It's very rare. It's very rare. I have met a ton of men with doctorate degrees from Harvard and Berkeley, millionaires. Oh, I'm very creative. What they really are saying unconsciously is they're using their left brain in the box. Mathematical computation. The male brain perceives that as what women are saying is creative thinking. Creative thinking is outside of the box, and that's the right brain. Now, here's the key. Both of our mating systems are in the lower reptilian brain. So you got the left logical male brain, and then the right female emotional five senses processor. And then you have the lower reptilian brain. That's what I call it. It's also called a reticulating activating system. Okay. It's on the brainstem.
Mm-hmm.
Both for men and women, our mating systems are there. Now watch this. The male mating system connects to the optic nerve, which connects to his eyes. That's why men are visual. And when I tell women this, they're like, oh, I thought he was just being a jerk looking at my body. Because women don't like that. Because it's foreign to her. Because her mating system, it's in the same place, but it has a nerve that... Go ahead.
Let's pull this back just a second, yeah. Right? Because I think all this stuff is really interesting. It's just for a lot of guys out there, they're going to be like, okay, well, explain to me what I'm doing wrong, right? So what is a typical guy doing wrong? Both, and I want to talk about it in multiple situations. So we'll start with the guy who's in a relationship, right? And then let's go to the guy who's looking to meet more females, right? So the guy who's in a relationship, who right now thinks his wife or his girlfriend hates him and
Is that what you said?
Hates him. Yeah. Who thinks his wife or his girlfriend hates him. Who's trying to figure her out. Can't really figure her out. He's trying. But he keeps falling. A lot of guys, I feel like they're falling all over themselves when they're in relationships,
yes.
Because they don't know how to react to a lot of this stuff. So what are they doing wrong?
All right, I'm gonna go there. I've actually got notes on that exact same thing, a couple different scenarios on where men go wrong. Let me finish this last tiny piece, 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
So the male mating system is connected to the optic nerve. This is very important to understand. The female mating system has a nerve that curves off to her right brain's communication center.
Okay.
And this begins to answer the questions you just asked. Let me say it again. Male mating system connected to the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. Because Mother Nature wanted him to mate with a female who was healthy. Didn't mean she have to be beautiful or perfect or in perfect shape, but we look at her body unconsciously. Now, it's not a conscious mind. It's our mating system. So why do we get horny? We look and go, whoa, I want to have sex with her. Mm-hmm. Because her body is healthy. Now, if she had fingernails that were yellow, that's a sign of cancer. If her hair is falling out, if she's just something is wrong with her skin, we will get turned off. Because right. Now here's the reason why. And women, when they hear this, they're like, oh, I thought men were just being jerks. And women love this answer. Because Mother Nature wants the male to mate with a female whose body is healthy. Okay, I'm going to get to your questions. I promise you, you have to understand this first. So when women are like, man, that makes sense, because the baby is going to be in the female's body for 9 months. So if the environment is healthy, the odds are the baby is going to be healthy. And that's the whole reason why Mother Nature or God or whatever you believe in made men that way. There's actually a higher purpose. When women hear that, they're like, oh, I thought men were just like, they were crude and they didn't care. No, that's not true at all. Men are very caring and very loving. Men very much come from their heart. Right. The challenge is the way a man loves a woman is not the way a woman receives love. We do it in the external male way, like the external left brain way, but women need to receive it in the hidden right brain internal way. And this is where we go wrong completely. So let me turn some off. Hold on. All right. So we're talking about her mating systems in the right brain. This is all about emotional fulfillment. So let's just break this down. It's super simple. Her mating system has a nerve that curves off to the right brain's communication center. So right now I'm pointing to my ears. This is porno to a woman, and this is important. Because the way men like porno is we visually look at a magazine or an image or a TV at a porno movie or a computer screen. It's visual. Women love porno. But they don't like visual porno because it does nothing for her mating system. It turns them off. Now, this is giving you an idea. So the way you romance, now here's the deal. The word romance in the female language literally means XXX rated pornographic. Most men think to be romantic is to be polite, to get your car clean, to dress nice, to open the door, to pull out the chair, to pay for the candlelight dinner. That's not romance to a woman. That is the setting. That's just, now I was a national champion in kickboxing. My coach is Jacob Stitch Duran. If any of you guys follow UFC, you know who that guy is. He's my former coach. We still keep in touch. I was a great fighter, so I'm not an effeminate guy at all. Okay.
Right.
So what, yeah, I'm, because you mentioned the whole Marines and things, you know, and that. And so this is not about becoming.
I'm not saying that it's nothing about being masculine. It's about understanding. It's about trying to figure this out. I'm not saying that it has anything to do with femininity or masculinity or anything like that. What I'm saying is that a lot of guys, like when you hear, you know, the brain talk, our brains turn off and we're like, what the hell is he talking about? You know what I mean? And a lot of these guys are just like, okay, I'm just trying to figure out what this girl is trying to get from me right now. Right?
Yes.
I've been through a divorce. I went through a situation where, you know, me and her just did not speak the same language. And it was like living in a living hell. You know what I mean? Now I'm in a great relationship now. Love my girlfriend. But I've been in these situations where, you know, it seems like we're speaking different languages. It seems like we're living on different planets. And nothing I did seemed like it was right, right? See, nothing I did seemed like it was the right thing to do. And even when I felt like I was doing good things, it felt like it was pissing her off more. So that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. I know you, and for those of you who are listening, Mike's was a top-notch fighter, super masculine guy, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, exactly what these women want. You know what I mean?
You know, what you just said is the reason why the person, I don't know if he wants me to use his name. I'll use his first name. Matt sent me to you.
Right.
Is because he came in and we had this exact conversation for an hour and a half. And he goes, oh my God, that's what you just said. Now I'm leading into that. Okay. So here's the deal. Number one, you're saying, okay, what are we doing wrong? Number one, you're in your left brain. Okay. Well, what do you mean? Well, if we want a woman to be close to us emotionally, you have to be in your right brain. And here's why. If you're in your left brain, she has to go over to her left brain to understand you in a conversation. She can go to her left brain. She does it every day. Mm-hmm. But what's the problem if she leaves her right brain and goes to her left brain? Her mating system is connected to her right brain. You just disconnected her from romance, love, and emotional fulfillment. Now she feels no connection to you at all emotionally. Now you can see me, the guys can't. So I'm pointing to my forehead. That's number one. This is important because in order for a woman to connect with you emotionally and sexually, first she has to connect with you mentally. Right. This means even if, like my girlfriend went to Japan in high school and she came back after 3 months, and it was like we started all over because she was like, you know, and her girlfriend goes, Mike, back off. I'm like, screw you. That's my girlfriend, man. She goes, just back off. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, I haven't seen you in 3 months. Like, what the hell? And what I learned many years later is even though you just went away, okay, you go away for work, right?
Right.
You come home 8, 9, 10 hours later. You literally have to start over. What? First, you have to do a mental connection, and that's through the logical language, and then you have to connect emotionally, which men don't do.
Yeah. Well, some of these guys, they're coming home after like 9, 10, 12 months, right?
Yep.
From deployment. So that's very applicable here, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's, I'm going to get into a cute story about that. It's going to make your brain pop. Go, oh no shit. So I'm going to get to some really fun stuff here. I promise you. Mm-hmm. So number one, she needs emotional fulfillment. So we're speaking two different languages. Like I said, it's just like going to Mexico. If you don't speak Spanish, like, okay, before I took Spanish in high school, it was gibberish to me. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. It was just like, it was like, what are they doing? Why don't they just talk normal? And that's the way men and women experience each other. Women look at men like, and this is what women say to me all the time. In fact, they say it on Plenty of Fish, on dating sites. I'm looking for a man who knows how to communicate. Most men think she means left brain, the logical stuff you learned, proper English in high school and college. That is not what she's talking about. She's talking about the right brain language. So women look at men like we're dumb because we don't speak their language. And men look at women like, oh, you don't make any sense. So let me back up one step and I'll go into the story. So when a man is in his left brain, that will take her out of her mating system and her emotional system. So here's what happens. This is the absolute worst feeling that a man can do to a woman. He doesn't even know he's doing it. The harder a man tries to love a woman, express his love, the more it takes her out of her heart. And she feels a feeling called emptiness. And this is absolutely a nightmare to a woman. A woman is born. Her lifelong journey is to find whole and complete, to feel complete inside. All right. I know that sounds like gibberish right now.
Say that again one more time. You said the harder a man loves a woman, the more empty she feels.
Yes. Because when we do it in the male way, that's the external way, which shoves her, pulls her, forces her into her left brain. Now, women will say, yeah, that's why. Okay. Have you ever seen it in a movie, or maybe you've heard it yourself, or maybe your buddy's wife did it? I've heard it a million times. I guarantee I've heard it thousands of times. Where a woman will say, after you spend $200 or $150 on a really nice dinner and a date, and she goes, honey, I just got to go home. I've got a headache. I'm tired. What happens is when you're in your left brain, it forces her brain to close up. Like, see how I'm using my hands, like making this narrow pointy thing, right? Mm-hmm. And what that does, it's like closing the gate, the iron gate, and it's closed. Now she feels like she's locked and stuck. In order for a woman to feel good, she wants to feel what's called emotionally grounded. Again, that's another female word. So technically what happens is when you're in your left brain, your pupils are small and they're pointed together just like you're pointing a rifle at a target, a pinpoint. What we want to do is get you in peripheral vision and bring that down inside your body. When your awareness is inside your body, it opens her up. When she opens up, she's going to fall in love with you. She's going to want to have sex with you. But the way you do that is by being internal yourself. And that's another kind of thing. So let me get to this story. All right. So I lived with my high school football coach. He was a big offensive lineman. He played offense in high school. He was a big dude, about 300 some pounds, 6'4", whatever.
Right.
He comes home from work, and me and Barry, his son, we're in the same grade. We were sitting on the couch, and we were looking in through the kitchen, and he walks in the door, and his wife goes, "Hey, honey, how was your day?" He goes, "Oh, it was good. I had a pretty good day." She goes, "Oh, okay." And a couple minutes later, she kind of said, well, how was it? And he goes, well, it was good. It was okay. I just told you. And so a couple minutes later, she goes, well, are you going to tell me how your day was? And he's like, I just told you. What do you want? It was good. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. And she goes, oh, okay. And then the next day, I know you've heard this a million times. No, just let me do this. Trust me. You're going to love this. You will love this. The next day, the same thing. Me and Barry are looking, and Barry's grinning because he's like, oh, the fireworks is about to start. The third day, again, the same thing. He walks in the door, and Barry goes, Mike, watch this. He's going to blow his lid. He walks in. Well, how was your day, honey? He's like, oh, it was good. It was okay. And you could see in his eyes, like, I just got to get past this moment. Otherwise, we're going to get in a fight. And that's a very typical experience with married couples.
Right.
And so he kind of hurries in the kitchen and washes his hands. And she kind of cut him off. And she goes, well, how was it? And he goes, well, I told you it was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was nothing bad happened. It was okay. I'm in a good mood. And she's like, well, okay. And you could hear in her voice, she's digging her heels in. Now, here's why. The male form of communication, she cannot understand. And I'm not joking. If you had your wife or girlfriend there, she'd say, yeah, men don't communicate. We're left with a blank. And here, I'll get to that in a second. So here's what happens. So he basically, she digs her heels in and she waits about 30 seconds and she raises her. She goes, well, how's your day? Are you going to tell me or not? He goes, I just told you. And she goes, what does that mean? And now this is a big 6'4", 300 plus offensive line coach. He literally spins in circles like the Tasmanian devil. And he screams out, not every goddamn thing has to have a mother. Can I cuss a little here?
Yeah,
motherfucking deeper spiritual meaning. And she goes, oh, well, okay. And she walks back to the bedroom and closes the door. And he's like, oh my God, every fucking day. Now here's why. The right brain understands communication through paragraphs of information. All right, I'm going to give you guys something right now, and I'm going to come back to this story, because if you understand this, you're going to understand why. Number one, the right brain is hardwired to always look for and ask for a deeper meaning. It can't help it. It's just like the older Japanese car. I don't know if it's true now, but their electrical system is wired in the opposite way as the American car. It's just different. Her right brain is hardwired to always ask, well, what does that mean? Or what's a deeper meaning of that? Or what's a deeper spiritual meaning of that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Every time you talk to her, her left brain is just like yours. A means A. That's it. Nothing else. But her right brain goes, okay, well, he said A, but what does that really mean? And if you don't tell her what that means, she's left with a complete blank. All right. Now, let me explain the male side, and then this will help you understand women a lot better. So the male cortex, because we have always fought in wars for thousands and thousands of years, all the way back to the caveman era, we were always the hunter. I know things have changed recently, but for the most part, we are absolutely still neurologically wired the way we were hundreds of thousands of years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our mating system is still the same way now. Our visual cortex in the back of our brain. Now, but you, I'm assuming you're in the military yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm sure you guys had different, I don't know if you're infantry or what you did, but you guys had different signals, hand signals where you could literally communicate. What's that?
I was in infantry.
So you could literally communicate to some guy that's 40 yards away, because here's the problem. So our visual cortex is larger and more highly developed than the female's visual cortex. Now, why? Because when you're hunting, you can't go, hey, Jim, the deer's over there. Well, what's the deer going to do? It's going to take off, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Go ahead.
I get so. What I'm trying to, again, cause like, maybe I'm like the worst person in the world at this. But like what, so
for I example, promise you, you go ahead.
I'm left-handed, right?
All right.
So left-handed, does that mean I'm right-brained or does that mean I'm left-brained?
Not necessarily.
Right.
It does increase the percentage. Yes, that is very true.
Okay.
It's go ahead.
Well, and then the other aspect was this. All right. So with, I'm just going back to that statement about, all right, you take a woman out, you wine her, you dine her, you try to show love that way. how is that right, left brain versus right brain?
All right. Watch this. You just said it. Mm-hmm. So you wine her and dine her and you show her that you love her. Mm-hmm. The male mating system is directly connected to the optic nerve, which is connected to his eyes. Men think and truly believe, because it's the way we're wired. Mm-hmm. We are wired visually. When we look at a woman's hot body, whew, we're ready to go.
Right.
That's a foreign concept to women. They're like, what? Why? All right. So I was a kickboxing champion. I always use this story. Okay. So you're talking about visual stuff. So paying for things, dinner, candlelight, a room, that's all visual. Getting right. chrome rims, buying a new car, getting a haircut, putting on a brand new freshly pressed dress shirt, dress shoes. That's all visual. It does not melt her heart and it does not turn her on sexually. And that's what she wants. So you're paying for all this stuff. You're paying hundreds of dollars and date after date after date after date. And she's just going, oh God, when is she going to get it? And women try to help you, but they don't know how to help you. But damn it, they're going to give it their best try. Mm-hmm. So you're doing, if you wanted to pick up on a guy, I'll be honest with you, that's the way to do it. Because the male mating system is connected to the eyes, period. Unconsciously, we project the way we receive love and the way that we are turned on onto women. And women do the same thing to us. All right. So the expensive or cheap, it could be literally a $25 meal. I'm not kidding. In fact, you are better off paying for a cheap meal if you take a woman out on a first or second date. Here's why. When it's an expensive date, she goes, uh-oh, he thinks I owe him sex. Men don't want to admit it, but they treat women like prostitutes. Mm-hmm. We think the more we pay for dinner, the more expensive the date, then she's going to have sex with me. And that offends the hell out of women. And right now, I guarantee you, if you had 1,000 women listening, 90% of them say, yeah, I can't stand it when a guy does that. So here's what the dining area is for, or any kind of date. That is like the kickboxing arena. The fans showed up. The judges showed up. The referee showed up. The doctor is there. Everyone's there except the fighters. The event never happened. So she's sitting there across the table from you waiting for this hidden right brain language. Part of the right brain language is double pictures. Remember, she's left and right brain. So when you say A, her left brain goes, okay, got it, just like you got it. But then her right brain kicks in, and this is the double picture. Well, what does that really mean? All right, I'm going to give you guys an example of double pictures in language. A lot of guys are like, dude, I don't get it. You're only 5'8.5". I'm 6'1". I've got a brand new Ferrari. I've got a Mercedes Benz. I make way more money than you, but I don't get it. Like, why did all the women, they open up to you like literally in seconds. Okay, I'm going to say something. So whenever a woman asks me what I do for a living, she literally just opened up a can of worms, a can of whoop ass. It's like, I'm just like, awesome. It's on, because it's so easy. All I have to say is, well, I specialize in communication between men and women. Right there alone, her mating system just got triggered. Mm-hmm. It literally neurologically triggered her. And then I, because her mating system is looking for a man who knows how to communicate. And she's looking at him like, does he mean right brain communication? And then when I added in communication between men and women, it triggers her. Now, you're probably not getting triggered because you're a man. And here's all I say. I teach men how to open up to the right brain. And right there, that's like ding, 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 because that's what they're looking for. Right brain, because it turns her on sexually. We're going full porno right now. What do you mean? Mike, you just said you teach men how to open up to the right brain. What are you talking about? It is a coded language. Now watch this. I teach men how to open up to the right brain and speak the internal ding, 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 ding. She's going, holy shit, this guy gets it. The internal, mentally stimulating and emotionally fulfilling language. That's all I say. Mentally stimulating. Well, that sounds boring. That sounds like, I don't get it, Mike. Why would that turn? The forehead is the equivalent of the clitoris. When you literally say mentally stimulating, you're literally saying clitoris stimulating. And she feels that. And then when you say emotionally fulfilling, that's the heart. The heart is the double picture. So this emotionally fulfilling is A, but what does that really mean? What's the deeper meaning of that? It literally is the penis going into the vagina. That is sexual intercourse. this language you can talk out in public in front of her mom. And her mom knows exactly what you're saying. But it's okay because it's the right brain way, the way her mating system is wired. Women want to be romanced. They want to be, I'm sorry, romance is the equivalent in the male language of seduced, like hola means hello. Women want to be seduced. They want to be erotically, sexually turned on. Right now, if there's a woman listening, she's like, you mean men don't know that? I'm like, nope. They think they're supposed to be proper and prim. But the problem is whenever we try to romance or, I'm sorry, seduce a woman in a male way, visually, it pisses her off. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Did that kind of make sense? Or is it, go ahead. Do you have questions?
A little bit. So a couple of things. And I want to bring this back to the coach example in a second. All right. So number one, the question is this: from an evolutionary psychology perspective, right? If women were evolved to be like that, why aren't there more men who know how to communicate or whose natural instinct is to communicate like this from an evolutionary psychology perspective?
There's an absolute answer to that. Let me grab a picture. Hold on.
And I can't see you right now. I think I got to get you to turn your.
What's that?
I can't see you right now. So I'll have to get your.
Oh, you can't see me?
Yeah, I can't see you right now. Let me see if this will go on here.
Let me see if there's a button I'm supposed to push.
If you hit that, it says stop, it says video on the bottom. There you go. Now
here we go.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, hold on. All right, now for those of you who want to see an image of this, it's on my homepage. At the bottom, it's a little image. I believe it's on there. Yeah, it's go to Mike, MikeKollin.com.
I'll link it up on the show notes as well.
Okay, well, just so they can see the caveman. Oh, I didn't. I'll put it on there a little bit later then. Okay, it's not on there right now. So I'll show it to you. And I'm going to answer your question with this. So go ahead and ask the question again.
Okay.
From
an evolutionary perspective, right? If, because mating obviously is part of procreation of the species, right? So, So then why didn't we evolve to be like this, right?
Okay. So why did we evolve to stop doing that? You mean?
Yeah. Why didn't we evolve to communicate with our right brains?
You said it in the wrong way. We used to do it. We evolved out of it.
Okay. And
now here's what I mean. Go ahead.
And so how did we evolve out of it?
Okay. So you have to understand what it was in the first place. Real simple. In the old era, and you don't have to go back that far because literally you can go back about 60, 80 years to 100 years. The majority of men still had to hunt, still had to deal with farm animals, and we still had to be tuned into our right brain.
Right.
The caveman, the American Indian, the cowboys, they had to have intuition. The right brain is that five senses, see, hear, feel, smell, and taste. That's intuition. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So you could talk about a radar system. Your right brain is connected to your radar system, but the male brain, the left brain, is external. It disconnects you from your radar system. This is important. I'm going to answer your question. In the caveman era, in order for a caveman to survive, he had to be extremely right brain.
Right.
He had to be able to smell the scent of a saber-toothed tiger from half a mile away. And I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, they didn't have high-powered rifles. They didn't even have high-powered bow and arrows. They had sharpened sticks, basically, and some basic devices. They had to be able to spot a deer through thick brush and trees a mile away off to the right in his peripheral vision. The average caveman was wide open visually. And I was a running back, and that's one of the reasons why I was really good at running back. I could cut and move and turn and avoid tackles. And some of my running back mates were like, how did you know to turn? That guy came up from almost behind you. I'm like, oh, I could sense him. I could feel it. Mm-hmm. And athletes that have good senses like that, that's why they're really good athletes. You can't be a logical fighter. I mean, I'm telling you, every time I step in the ring, my coach, stay loose, Mikey, stay loose, stay loose. What that literally means is you have to stay relaxed because there's an artery in the lower brain controlled by that reptilian brain. When you're relaxed, that artery opens up. And that allows the blood to flow up into your right brain. That's your instinctual brain, your five senses. Now your instinctual reptilian brain is directly connected to your right brain. And now you can fight a lot better, but you have to be open. You have to stay relaxed. That's another reason why I did really well in sports. And I went up the ladder really fast in every sport I did. So in order for the caveman to survive, to hunt and to stay alive from dangerous animals, he had to be able to sense a saber-toothed tiger from a mile away so he could run, so he could climb a tree or do something to get the hell out of there, or just be prepared with a stick. Now, the modern male, they've actually done studies on this. The average modern Western-minded male, if you dropped him into the jungles of Brazil, they say he would die within 4 hours. The average caveman, he could live probably for life, forever, because he can sense danger. He can smell it. Now, I don't mean mystical, magical. I mean literally smell, hear, because you're not only can your eyes be peripheral, your ears can be. There's a technique that I learned in Hawaii called Hakalau. You can make your eyes, your ears, and your kinesthetic, meaning your physical body, open up peripherally in a big circle all the way around you, literally like a radar system. And that's one of the main things I teach guys. When a man walks into the room like that, he's already in his right brain, and a woman's mating system, boom, gets triggered. So when you're trying to be logical, the worst thing you can do is be logical with the woman. She won't understand you, and it turns her off sexually.
What should your football coach have done in his situation? Comes home, honey, how was your day? How should he have answered that question?
Got it. Good question. Okay. So what he should have done is let's say I taught him this, he should realize her right brain does not understand the left brain processing. So what he should have done was the right brain is about descriptive language, adjectives and adverbs. It just means describe things. So when you say, I had a good day, a great day, an awesome day, she's looking at you like, okay, what the hell does that mean? You have to describe it. So he blew up at her and goes, what do you want? Do you want the effing details? And then I step in and say, yes, she needs the details in order to understand what the hell you're talking about. He needed to say, well, my boss, he didn't give me a raise today, but he didn't fire me. No one yelled at me today. It was a smooth day. Everything was easy. Everything worked smooth. We went to the so-and-so place. He was a he would go to bridges and buildings, and he would inspect the welds on old bridges. He would have to literally tell her the details and then break it down. Let me give you another example, because I don't know his job well enough to be able to do that. So an example would be, when men talk, it's a complete blank to women. And right now, if women are listening, like, oh my God, tell me about it. So here, I'm going to give you an example. Okay, I'm going to give you a real one right now. I just bought an awesome table. I mean, it is awesome. It's the best table I ever bought in my life. Mm-hmm. What kind of table is it?
I don't know. What kind of table is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Is it a business table?
Yeah.
Is it a computer table? Okay. Is it a kitchen table? Is it a footstool? Is it a coffee table? Mm-hmm. That is exactly the way men talk to women every single conversation. It was an awesome day. It was fine. It wasn't good. It wasn't great. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? What kind of table did you buy? In fact, I even said this to a client. He goes, oh my God, my wife actually got mad at me because I told her I ordered this awesome table. And she's like, well, what do you mean? He's like, it's a great table. Trust me, it got a good deal on it. She doesn't know, is it a metal table? Does it have a glass top? Is it made of wood? Is it dark wood? Is it oak, pine? What the hell is it? Right there. Imagine being in a relationship, living in a house with a partner, and every single conversation you have, I don't mean some, I mean every conversation, because the male language is to the point language. And that goes back to the caveman era. Okay. Imagine every single conversation you have, you walk away going, I have no idea what the hell he just said. And I ask women, why don't you ask men? Well, what do you mean? And I remember this one woman, she goes, oh no, you don't ever ask a man what he means. I go, why? Because they blow up and they act like you killed their firstborn child. And like, oh my God, that. And then I reflected back to my football coach, and I reflected back to me when I did the same thing with my girlfriend. I blew up. I'm like, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
The male brain does not like that word. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this. I think the biggest thing for this, so we got a lot of guys out there, like I said, in this show, who they might've just come home from 9-10 month deployments, year-long deployments. What What's your best advice for them as far as, you know, because a lot of times these guys don't want to talk about what happens on deployment. A lot of times they they're having real problems with communication after they come home. What's the best thing they could do?
Man, that, you know, you're really talking about one of a really tough thing. Because they're mentally, I was in the military, I was airborne infantry. Mm-hmm. And I didn't fight in war. I'll be real honest about that. But I will tell you, the first day I came home from boot camp, I realized how different the world looked. It was different. Mm-hmm. And I realized it took me many, many months later. The world didn't change. I changed. I became so different. Now imagine, and I don't know if you actually went to the war or deployed, but imagine being in a war zone for 3 months, 6 months, and then going back again and then having to come home to your wife. Mm-hmm. You're not, your mind, it's like your mind is in a completely different place. It's one of the things that I think is probably the most unfair that I think society does to soldiers. People don't understand. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I deployed to Iraq in 2003. It wasn't like any big deal, right? I didn't do much while I was over there, but I came home, right? And so after being in charge of a team of, you know, 12 Marines and going through all that, you come home and you get asked, well, or what's the deal? And then you have to hear about, you know, somebody waiting in line in Starbucks or somebody, you know, and then if it's a girl telling you, she's got to tell you everything about waiting in line in Starbucks. She's going to complain about it. She's going to go through everything. And you in your head, you're going like, oh my God, is this what you're complaining about? That's what your day is. That's going to ruin your freaking day right now. That's
kind I'm of, with you.
Yeah. So
I'm with you. Okay, so we're bouncing on a totally different subject. I'll go there as best I can. So number one, it's going to take time to adjust, period. I know coming back from boot camp was nothing like going to Iraq at all. And I totally admit that, but it was still a shock. So I do a lot of hypnosis. I've trained in hypnosis for 12 years. And I understand when your mind changes, like when guys take my 5-day course, mm-hmm. when they get home, the world looks different. And they're like, what the hell, what happened? I'm like, you let go of a lot of your limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about a guy coming home from Iraq, it's a mindset that he has to shift back to being in society.
Right.
And it's not easy. It's not an easy shift. So that we're crossing over two different subjects.
Right.
It's something I could work with someone. It would take time. It wouldn't be in a moment, but it would be a lot faster than working with a psychologist for sure. I'm an NLP trainer and a master hypnotherapist. And I do a bunch of other things. The work I do is a lot faster, but I mean, which direction do you want to go? Do you want to talk about that? Or do you want to go back to the communication side on what she say? Because you're talking about like, she's nitpicking about Starbucks and waiting in line. There is an answer for that.
Right. You know, and I guess maybe I'm equating everything in the same thing. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to find some practical advice for some of the guys out there who are listening right now, just because, you know, a lot of these guys are you know, it's tough code to crack. I mean, you're trying to figure this stuff out and you got a lot of other stuff to worry about on your plate. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times just speaking as a man, when a woman starts bringing all this other stuff into it, it's like, oh my God, I've got all these other things to worry about right now. And she's going to go there. All right. She's going to go there. She's going to try and bring this thing up to the top of the food chain here. And that's, I think, one of the most frustrating things.
Okay. I'm just going to talk because I know the answer to your question. Mm-hmm. It's not any, see, okay. The male brain wants a quick answer. Mm-hmm. In order to understand this, you have to understand a couple pieces. All right. Now what you're doing is very male. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the caveman era. Why is the male brain? Because the male brain, we love the phrase, get to the point, and that will piss a woman off. If you want to piss a woman off on purpose, when she's trying to explain something to you, just casually say, hey, get to the point. She'll flip her lid.
Right.
Because the female is trying to describe every detail of this picture right here. That's what they do. Well, most men do. They focus on a finite because the male brain is focused like we're looking through a microscope, like a little tiny thing. We talk about that little tiny thing, and women can't stand it because her brain cannot understand that kind of language. Now, give me a little leeway here. Just let me talk for a little. I will put the pieces together. I promise. Mm-hmm. So the right brain is all about the bigger picture. That's how women relate. Now, here's why. Let me go back to that hunting story. Our visual cortex is larger because